All right. Good morning. Good afternoon. Appreciate you guys being here. Appreciate all the media being here. I'm going to give you an update on what we've done collectively in response to the weather event that occurred last Saturday morning. And this morning we gathered between Christian County Government, the City of Hopkinsville, and KYTC to do a post-evaluation action review. And we talked what was right, what was wrong, what we could do to improve, and some anomalies that happened that caused us to truly, lack of a better term, get behind the eight ball. And it was very clear that this was a different storm. And talking with colleagues across the state, I just come from the judges' conference this week, and Squire Pryor was there, Squire Barnett was also there, and fellow judges all kind of experienced similar things that had the ice. The ice removal is a different animal. It's harder on equipment. It's harder to remove, and especially the ice with a combination of the frigid temperatures is what really caused this this event to be a challenge. Not making excuses, just simply identifying the facts. But I do want to talk about, and I'm going to talk about a little bit about what we used as far as assets for the county. And then Denedra Henderson, the chief for District 2, will come and talk about their asset usage. And then the mayor will come and talk about the City of Hopkinsville's usage. But I think the objective of any snow removal or any weather event is the absolute protection of life and public safety. The other priority is maintain access for emergency services and then clear and treat roadways to a greater extent than possible given the conditions. And that certainly has been the priorities I think that we all have followed. So briefly about Christian County, of course, let me define what a county road is. A county road in Christian County are any roads that do not have a painted center line, with the exception of part of Lover's Lane and part of Hugh Hunter Road in Oak Grove. In fact, Lover's Lane is shared by the City of Hopkinsville. They have a section, then the state has a section, then the city has a section, and then the county has a section. So that's the only exception. If the road did not have a center line, then it was a county road. In Christian County, we have 460 miles of paved county roads. And out of that 460 miles, we used 7 drivers, and we spread 1,100 tons of salt on those 460 miles. Out of that 1,100 tons, we used approximately 300 to 400 tons before the event. We waited the Friday before. If you all recall, we had rainfall earlier in the week, and that Friday we got out and spread approximately 300 to 400 tons over all the roads. All of our drivers practice. They have designated routes. They know their routes. They practice their routes. They go out in the off season to ensure that they know the route, the best passage, the best logistical way to travel their roads and to be back to our garage. And so we later used not only all our salt trucks, but we also used 2 road graders, and we also used our tractor that had a front end loader and a grader on the back. But at the end of the day, the ice was what it is. It was a frozen block of ice on the road that none of our plows could simply push it off, nor would the salt work because of the frigid temperature. Out of that, we talk about time on the road. We have used 615.5 hours of overtime through our guys at the road department. There's 11 total employees out there, and they accumulated 615 hours of overtime. So we spared no expense. We spared no resource in trying to get this removed. And I'll get up and talk a little later after the mayor and Denitra get up and explain their asset usage. And we'll talk about kind of what we discovered this morning and talk about next steps as far as events, if we have this type of event in the future. So, Mayor.
Thank you. I'd first like to thank everyone for being here this afternoon. Judge, thank you for putting this together. We've had a rough couple weeks now, and I've talked to Mr. Benzel a couple of times. I talked to school board members. Nobody wants the streets clear more than I do, besides the school system, because of they're wanting the children back in the school. And my hat's off to Public Works, to the County Road Department, and the State Road Department. Thank y'all so very much for what y'all did. You know, we did get behind the eight ball. We still do not have city streets that are completely clear. But we are working diligently to get this done. And with that being said, I'd like to call on Mike Perry to come up, because he has all the stats, and I have them right here too, but he's the man that lived and breathed it for the last 2 weeks, and I'll let him speak on it.
Thank you, Mayor. I'll just kind of go over some highlights of the storm event. Of course, kind of echo what the judge said. This is not your normal winter event. This was a historical event with the combination of snow and the freezing rain and sleet. And, of course, the terminologies I've seen going around is called snowcrete. And it's basically, it sets up like concrete. So snow plows will not push this stuff off the road. It adhered to the road, and it was very difficult to remove. Most citizens, they're used to us going, making a couple of passes, and you get down the pavement, and everything's good. I'll tell you right now, most streets that we cleared here in the city of Hopkinsville, it took 10 to 12 passes of applying salt and plowing to get it down to asphalt. So it has not been your normal event. I'll kind of go over a little bit. We used 1,600 tons of salt during this event for the city of Hopkinsville, which is treating 368 lane miles. 250 of those tons was pre-treatment. We pre-treated the streets prior to the event on that Thursday and Friday before the Saturday storm come in. And we put roughly around about 1,200 gallons of brine application down on the streets. We actually worked 2,416 man hours during this event, which 480 of them hours are overtime hours. And we run 12 trucks, which 9 of them trucks are equipped with salt spreaders, and the other 3 are equipped with just plow only. But out of the 9 with the spreaders, they also have plows on. And that's, and I want to take my, thank my Public Works crew for the hard work and their dedication they've done. They worked tirelessly during this event, and I didn't hear no complaints. I know they was getting pretty tired at the end, and you could tell it, but I'm sure with the rest of the county crew and the state crew, we appreciate their efforts, and I know they worked tirelessly to get this taken care of as quick as possible. And like I said, it wasn't your normal event, though. So I appreciate the public's patience, and for the guys out there is plowing the streets, is behind the wheel of the snow plows, they know how difficult this stuff was, and my hat's off to them. I'll be turning it over to Denitra for KYTC.
Thank you. My name is Denitra Henderson. I'm the Chief District Engineer for the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet, District 2. We're based out of Madisonville, and we cover 11 counties, including Christian County as our southernmost counties. I just want to thank Christian County for allowing this press conference and organizing the after-action review, which allows us to get together with multiple agencies to try to figure out how we can support each other in our messaging as we move forward. To echo what the mayor said, how do you know what is a state road? And that is, our interstates and parkways are all maintained by KYTC. Our U.S. routes and highways, even the ones within city limits, are maintained by KYTC. And then all of the state roads with the white and black state number shields that you see, all of those are state maintained, even if they're within the city limits. And so we have times that our city or our county partners may push snow on the way to their own routes, but that doesn't mean that that is their responsibility. That is just part of that partnership when you see them doing that. So prior to the start of the event, KYTC pre-treated all routes, all state-maintained routes within the district, and that included Christian County. As one of our biggest counties, it takes Christian County 3 full days to hit every one of the routes within the county. And some of the A routes, if you saw multiple lines on the road, some of our most primary routes, they were also able to make 2 passes because we anticipated this to be a challenging event. Of that, they used 60,000 gallons of our brine. And the brine is a pre-treatment mix of salt water, 90% salt water, and then 10% magnesium chloride that enhances the melting properties of the salt. And so all the routes, all the state-maintained routes in Christian County were maintained the previous week with that magnesium and salt brine. Prior to the event, all of our trucks were in working order. None of them were down for repair. They were all preloaded with salt. We put as many of those trucks within the maintenance barn as we can in case it starts raining or snowing. Then the salt is protected from caking up. And then the rest we protect as much as we can in sheds. So everything was preloaded and ready when we started pushing snow on Saturday. We have 18 dump trucks in Christian County. And of those, 2 of them are tow plows, which means not only is it a traditional, what we call a tandem dump truck, it hauls behind it, it tows behind it an additional plow, so it can cover 2 lanes at the same time. We have 3 of those tow plows in KYTC District 2, our 11 counties. We have 3 of them. 2 of those 3 are within Christian County, and they're both assigned to I-24. All of our routes, similar to what the judge said, all of our routes are pre-planned. We have partnered with Kentucky Transportation Center out of Lexington, and they have helped us optimize our routes, and we know exactly with those 18 dump trucks, which routes those dump trucks would be covered in what we call a routine winter weather event. But this was, I think we all agree, not what we consider a routine event, which gives us the flexibility to vary from those requirements, but we do have guidelines for dealing with a routine weather event. As we've established, this was not one of those, and so at that point we start redirecting equipment to keep our main routes open, which is I-24 and I-169 and then I-69. We have 1,217 lane miles, state maintained lane miles in Christian County, and that includes the 7-lane section at Oak Grove near Fort Campbell. Each of those lanes is considered counted as a lane mile. And with the treatment of those over the course of the entire event, we use 5,107 ton of salt. 5,107 ton of salt. And there was salt put down on every day of the event. Throughout the event, we have 25 full-time employees in our Christian County facility, and they each work a 40-hour week. So each week combined, they work 1,000 regular hours each week. But in addition, they also worked 1,185 hours of overtime. And that does not include the few days that we had other counties come in and assist them. They had their overtime was counted separately in their counties. We have questions about contract trucks. Why does KYTC not use contract trucks in Christian County anymore? We canceled those contracts due to non-performance about 5 years ago. We weren't getting a lot of response out of those anyway, and so we elected to not renew those contracts, not pay the cost for those trucks. And then in return, what we were able to do is to hire more people and obtain more trucks for Christian County. So although you don't see contract trucks within this county anymore, we were able to backfill that need with KYTC employees and equipment. And those 2 tow plows that I mentioned earlier were brought in as response to canceling those contracts with the contract snowplow removal trucks. We also, for this event, prior to it snowing on Saturday, on Friday, I called all of our contractor partners, and we were able to modify all of our in-place paving agreements, our master agreements, to allow an hourly rate on the graders that these contractors own. Rogers Group had 2 graders that we were able to modify their contract. We called them in almost immediately, but once we saw what we were dealing with, and they ran many days. And also outside of this county, we modified contracts with Scotties, Hinkle, Envision, and then also National Guard, and we were able to deploy the National Guard in Muhlenberg County for assistance with their graders. So we did talk about where we had other counties that came in and assisted Christian County. We did not just do that in Christian County. I also had trucks relocated to Muhlenberg and Ohio counties because the swath of ice and heavy sleet with the freezing rain on top of it impacted a diagonal line that also included the WK Parkway in Muhlenberg and Ohio County. So we were able, once my northern counties completed their priority routes, we were able to take some of those counties' trucks and move to Christian, Ohio, and Muhlenberg counties, and they were able to assist get some of our A routes, and then so Chris could focus on some B routes and now the C's. I do want to mention, and then I'll finish up, about the differences in the county lines. Todd County is a different district. It doesn't justify a change in condition at the county line, but what this event has done is it's opened up that line of communication where KYTC is looking at reassigning our truck routes to go from community to community instead of county line to county line. So this is one thing that I think we have learned from this event, which we've been trying to work through anyway, and we do go from community to community within District 2 lines, but this has opened up that line of conversation, communication between the other districts as well. So I said this at fiscal court, and I'll say it again, that our KYTC's response to this storm did not have any restrictions on effort, materials, funding, or our commitment to safety. We were able to respond to this event without any KYTC injuries. So we're thankful for that. Just to echo what everyone else had said, our snowplow drivers, this was a really challenging event, and they were able to respond. Even though it was frustrating, you make a pass that would typically show some bare pavement, and it would not. We just had to keep putting the salt down, the magnesium chloride down, and keep making passes with our trucks and the graders until it was we were able to make some progress. So I'm thankful for the sunshine today and the warmer temps. What a great day for a press conference, and we just appreciate the opportunity to sit in on this after action review.
Thank you, Denitra. Thank you, Mayor. Kind of collectively this morning, we talked about some things that really worked, some things that didn't work, and some strategies on trying to do better. First of all, you know, the challenges to overcome that we all faced was the ice and the sleet. I think when it came down, it was 5 inches, and as I mentioned earlier, that was a challenge, and that was the challenge for all of us. As a result of the ice, and you know, we've got some new plows and we've got some older plows. For the county, we had some plows that were breaking down, and simply it's because they're snow plows, they're not ice plows. And the vibration of going down the road on a solid sheet of ice and bouncing versus being able to get under the snow and push the snow off caused a lot of maintenance issue during the event itself. So there was times that people were working their own trucks, and I know that was true, especially with the tow plows. So it was a constant challenge that we faced. So the maintenance and breakdown was a challenge. And I do reiterate the fact of, and you start adding up the amount of days, consistent days. Our crew worked last Saturday and Sunday. They worked a Saturday and Sunday before. They worked Monday through Friday. So there's a lot of days that these guys have not had a day off. And then you think about the stress of being on that ice, doing the job itself is a, my hat goes off to every public works and state transportation employee and certainly our county employees for their due diligence during this. It truly did take all hands on deck, and I'm very proud of our group and the work that they did. So some of the things that we saw that did work well, I think the strong interagency cooperation and shared situational awareness mayor and I talked daily. You know, Randy had talked with several agencies. Denitra and I and Chris and I, you know, were communicating back and forth. As the mayor mentioned, I think we had a conversation with the superintendent daily. I had conversations with other judges in other counties, what was working for them, what wasn't working for them. And it was, again, the ICE was the challenge, and it was a very consistent theme across the thing. Obviously, what worked well was our commitment by our personnel, working the extended hours and under difficult conditions, as I mentioned. And I think we tried, and I think it did work well, is our early and repeated public messaging encouraging residents to stay home and limit travel. One of the challenges that we identified this morning was this event came a Saturday morning, during the night. And so not only did our plows start removing the ice, but also people got out. We may not got the amount of snowfall that was predicted the night before. So a lot of people may have woke up and said, well, let's get out and enjoy our Saturday. I think Sunday there was reduced amount of traffic, and I know a lot of churches were closed on that day, but we had, you know, the snow, the ice, the sleet, and the freezing rain, and then the compaction. And in some situations, being able to, like Denitra said, 3 days to do a complete comprehensive job. This weather event only allowed us a few hours to do that job because of the frigid temperatures. And so when we started talking about areas of improvement, one of the things that came to mind was for the county's perspective, I think we waited a day or two before we got the road graders out. And I'll take the blame for that. A road grader has down pressure, and a road grader can historically completely destroy asphalt. So that's why we have historically not used road graders during a snow event. As I mentioned earlier, this is quickly turning into an ice event. So I think Monday afternoon is when we made the decision, hey, get those road graders out. Should it have been out the day before? Likely so. But that's a lesson learned, especially with ice, that when the plow's not going to work because there's snow plows and ice plows, we need to consider more aggressive measures, and some of those aggressive measures may mean more long-lasting impacts to damaging the road. And at $100,000 a mile to resurface, that's something that we're trying to protect our existing assets. So I'll take the one on that one. And we also talked about installing a pre-wet system on our salt trucks. The city is considering it, but also we had some best practices discussion this morning of, you know, the county's not set up for brine, but if we get precipitation in the form of rain toward the end of that event, if we go and put the salt down, then we're making that surface brine by using the water and the salt, and that's a great strategy, and I think it's something we'll consider, whereas historically we've kind of waited till the road dried, so certainly going to look at improvements there. And some more of a long-term, more complicated, more stakeholder involvement improvements is like Denitra said, have those conversations at the state level with the cabinet, certainly with legislators on reassigning and redistricting trucks between county and state and neighboring county support, and maybe cross district support. If we get District 3, you know, theoretically District 3, which is starts in Todd County, goes into Logan County and Warren County, and then of course west of us we have Trigg County, which is District 1. But theoretically, a common sense approach is a truck can leave the garage in Logan County, drop the plow on 6880, head west, and have one stoplight between Russellville and Hopkinsville. They can pull into Chris's garage there, fill back up with salt, and head east. I mean, that makes good common sense, and that's when we just need to, I need to make sure that we get that message across where we can get those agreements if we stage that kind of event. Now, obviously, if it's a 2-inch, 3-inch, nice little pretty snow that we can knock out, we won't necessarily have that need. But being able to prepare ourselves for a more catastrophic and certainly more of ice-related events, we need to we need to be more aggressive in our attack. So that's kind of the gist of that. And media, you are more than welcome to a copy of this post-action review form that the county put together. Do y'all have any questions? So myself, Denitra, Chris is here from KYTC. Mike's from the city. Yes, ma'am.
Judge, and you're bringing up things that I realize I didn't understand prior to this. There's a difference between a snow plow and an ice plow?
Well, I don't think we have, but there's not an ice plow.
There's not an ice
right,
plow.
Right,
okay. So talk a little bit about when can you attack ice with a plow? Can you at all?
So I think what happens is, and I'll get the experts up here for that. On those type of events specifically, you need several combination of things. You need the salt, you need the sunshine, and you need a temperature where the salt will work. And let that ice turn into slush, and that's when the plow can assist in getting the...
I understand.
Yeah. He was being a little facetious. There is no ice plow.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, I understand. Could you just, like, very quickly, the three entities, just remind us how many miles of roads you have that you're responsible for?
And this is lane miles. We'll all report lane miles.
And I don't have necessarily lane miles because our roads, I'm trying to compare apples to apples. A county road is probably a lane mile and a half because we're typically 18 feet. So we're 600 or 460 miles of paved road.
Yeah. One more question about, this is more about the public perception.
Mm-hmm.
So I just reviewed this morning, Todd County schools are still closed today, Trigg County opened Tuesday, Muhlenberg's closed today, Hopkins opened Thursday, Clarksville, Montgomery County is still closed today, just looking at everybody around us. This is unscientific, but it appeared to me in reading social media that many people in Christian County were assuming that the conditions were worse here because the response was not up to snuff. I'm just wondering how much social media plays into what the public thinks they understand about what's going on in
Well, most of the calls I got, the conversation started, I saw this on social media. So
okay.
I would say a lot, at least the public perception. And honestly, that's one reason that we host in this today is you know, we're not hiding anything. This is what happened. This is the challenges that we faced. Are there things that the county could have done better? Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's why we met and talked about them. We're not doing this to save face. We're doing this because it's the right thing to do.
We cover 11 counties in District 2, and so I have joined several of the community social media pages, including my home county, which is not part of District 2. So I'm in several, and then I joined some of District 3's just because I used to work in District 3. So if you go to any of those pages, they think they're the worst, just if you would like to look around. So. Yeah, it's just that people have their own perception of their bubble.
And I'll say this about Todd County, and I really kind of joked with Judge Mansfield's great friend, great resource, great partner. This was the first event, Amy, Todd County in there, this is the first event that they have spread used salt on a county road. And I know recent history, maybe forever. They just didn't do it. And it was a, you know, if he never had done it, there wasn't an expectation. Obviously, we have in Christian County, and in fact, we were in Lexington this past 2 days ago, and he and I were talking, and he was talking about constructing a salt dome, and, you know, was asking me about, I guess, some of the resources. So, yeah, different counties, different flavors, different priorities, different You know, it's hard to compare county to county because there's so many different variables that go into the equation. With our interstate miles versus Todd County having 68, 80, and 79, and 41.
Yeah, and 62.
Being a state road, is there a priority? Well, that's maybe a big priority in Christian County.
Let me clarify. This was the first time that Todd County used salt on Todd County County roads.
Yes, yes.
So, Todd County state roads had salt.
In Hopkinsville, Mike and him done a great job in that, pushing, doing all we can do. But when it gets down to it, I'll just use Morningside Drive, Genie, Elton Drive, Vernon Drive right through there. Morningside looks great. Now I get down to Genie where I've got tree coverage in Elton. I still got ice on the roads over there, right there. I'm just using your model point because I just got off the phone with a lady right there on Genie Lane before I come in here a while ago. Mayor, when you going to get the ice off my road, my mailman's going to show up. You know, and we're working on it, and I called Davis and I was on my way in here about it. But with that being said, we are working. This ice is just not coming up. The grader's done great for the county and the state.
No, that.
But they, on that, the city doesn't own a grader. All we have is the plow trucks and some backhoes, and we've done what we can do with that. But there again, if we all, just like we talked about earlier, if we can all start having better communication across county lines in the city, so we can all work a little bit better. Because as they looked at me, well, Mayor, why are you running the plow trucks down on the boulevard? That's not our road. I said, because you want to get to the mall. You want to get to Walmart. It's got to be down. You know, and we run it down, and we're only pulling off maybe a quarter inch at a time with this. But we also had to work with them. All right, when did you put salt down?
Yeah.
We did not need to grade it as soon as they laid salt down, because if we did, we just wasted money and resources. So, you know, we were talking, but we also, you see that plow truck up there, that plow was up for a reason. It wasn't just because we didn't want it down. It's because we wanted to make sure we got our biggest bang for our buck trying to get that ice off the road.
Good point.
I'll make a point, too, it's a decision that Paul and I've made, and I think it's been a historic decision, but the county's not going to run at night, and there are several reasons. City streets have street lights, and that's probably in some cases, maybe better because there's less traffic, obviously, at night. We're not going to send a snow truck or plow with 10 tons of salt on it to Coal Creek Road in the middle of the night where it's tough to see and conditions are bad, and first of all put safety of that driver at risk, but second of all, if he does just simply run off a road, miss the road, because in some cases you can't see the road in those events, and there's damage to that truck, it's not going to do anybody good the next day. So that's a decision that we make, and we're going to stand behind. The county's not going to run county roads at night. And there's a reason for it.
That is consistent to KYTC. We don't see routes, our lowest priority routes at night, but now we do our A's and B's. And that's consistent with KYTC's policy.
And I'll leave it to Mike and his crew how long they're going to run, because it just really depends on how the temperature's running. It's not good for us to run real late at night either. If we're at 0 degrees, because the salt's not working. And all we're really then is just burning decent fuel and beating the plows off of these. And I'll leave it up to Mike and his crew of Public Works. And they schedule up. They work this 8:30, 9 o'clock at night on some nights. And some nights they put it at 5 because the temperature got so low there was no sense in us keeping just burning fuel on that. And save it.
Start.
I think even the mayor mentioned kind of feeling behind the eight ball when responding to the winter weather. Can you talk about ways or why you guys felt like that?
Well, we were out working with it, but it wasn't coming off, and we were behind. No way we look at it, we're behind, because it's not peeling off. As Mike said earlier, we got a nice snow, a fluffy snow, like the judge said. It's gone. We can see asphalt. But when we're sitting there with GPS looking at, all right, this truck's done been down this road how many times, and we ain't even put it in. We're behind. Because the telephone's ringing. I've got to go to work. I've got to get oil grease in my medicine. You know, we're behind. And we are behind the eight ball. And then we're still behind because we answered every call. Paramedics went out, sheriff went out, police department went out, fire went out. But it made the response time so much slower. It was harder for us to say, okay, we're going to be there in just a few minutes. Well, usually 5 minutes, now it's turned into 15 or 20 minutes in a drive time. It changed what people were saying.
For me in the county, it would probably be, we should have maybe tried that road grader earlier. Would we had same results? Maybe. Would we had better results? Maybe. I think, and that was point the finger to me on that one. But like I said earlier, you had a small window of time to get all those assets over that many miles of road in order for it to be effective. The roads that were clear in other counties, it was because they were on it and that was all they had for the most part. Yes?
This might be a question more so for you, but when it comes to laying salt, does laying salt on top of the ice, does that have a significant impact? Is that as impactful as putting the salt down before
It melts the ice either way, but the sunshine helps more than anything. Temperatures help more than anything, but that salt is more effective in the daytime. So if you can get even a small patch of bare blacktop, somehow the sun heats that up and goes up underneath the ice and you can peel it off. But in most places, and we're all nodding, in most places we couldn't even get a speck of bare blacktop to let the sun heat it, and that was a struggle because we're used to at least making a pass, and you'll see choppy blacktop. And then the next time the plow driver makes a pass, a lot more of it peels up, and it was just solid ice.
And then everything that thawed, everything that would thaw in the daytime, any sun at all, just glazed over at night because of the prolonged cold temperature. So it just exacerbated the problem because the plows would skim off a layer, make it smooth, it would thaw a little bit, and then it's solid and slick the next morning, so, or through the night and the next morning. So eventually, it was an absolute part of this storm that created a tremendous amount of this by the packing of the ice, but also the inability of the salt and plows to work because of the temperatures primarily.
Perfect example is my driveway. I got home and been in Lexington 2 days, got home yesterday afternoon, and my driveway, it has an incline, was worse than it had been the whole time because it had started to melt, and then when it froze back, it was solid, solid ice. That the temperatures, you know, what's the old saying? If you don't like the weather in Kentucky, stick around. It'll change tomorrow. Well, that hadn't been true the last 14 days. Now, hopefully Monday when it's 60 degrees, which it's hard to matter, even today.
There's 60% or 70%
less ice. Absolutely. So we met at 9 a.m. this morning. We walked out at 11, and it wasn't the sheriff out there scraping. It was the sunshine that helped that ice. They're on the sidewalk too. So this kind of weather is what we need. We just haven't had it. And, you know, we were hoping for rain showers. Rain showers would have helped. We really kind of missed it. We didn't get the rain that they were forecasted, Wednesday? Yeah. And then, of course, the sun, several days it was supposed to be cold, but the sun was supposed to shine and it didn't. So just kind of a perfect storm, if you will. I'm sorry for the pun, but that created this challenge and lingering challenge.
And we also missed the rain that's south of us.
Right.
We would have had that warmer rain on it as well.
That mist that we got the next morning, it was just a glaze of ice across everything. When we got up, we're like, here we go again.
Any other questions? All right. Well, I appreciate you all being here, and certainly appreciate you all for all y'all do and helping our citizens stay informed and getting the right information out. That's what's key. So we appreciate y'all doing it. And if y'all have any questions, y'all all have my number. Feel free to give me a call. Thank you.